Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. Hey. How are you?
Hey.
Aloha,
good.
Everybody.
And aloha, aloha, Dale, and aloha, Richard.
Aloha.
Happy Friday, everybody.
I wish it was. I wish it was aloha right now.
Oh, I know. I've been watching.
Johnny,
about
what's going on?
Hawaii.
Do we have calls?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, good.
Okay. Okay. But Barbara and I need to talk. So, Barbie, what's been going
on?
No,
you don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Be quiet.
It's been so busy, you guys. It's been very busy because, you know, it was Mother's Day. And that, just a couple days before that, was my daughter's 16th birthday. And so her birthday's always near Mother's Day. Sometimes it falls on Mother's Day. This time it was Friday, though, so that was good. It was kind of spread apart, and I had house guests. Well, my dad was spending the night, 5 nights, way longer than he usually stays. His girlfriend was around, popping in and out. Yeah, so it was busy. And you know what? I have appreciation for housewives out there who have food on the table. I did 3 big, huge meals a day for my dad. What a big eater he is.
What'd you make
him? That's a lot of work, isn't it?
I know. What'd you make him?
Oh, my gosh. A very big, huge, nice meatloaf, a chili, a pasta dish, a big, huge egg. I can't even believe he ate scrambled eggs, half the sausage package, then a giant bagel with cream cheese, a fruit bowl. And then I
told
him everything I said, everything I put in front of him. My daughter said it's like he licks his plate clean. It's like my mother always told me he eats so much. Yeah. And he's so thin. He's like Richard, tall and thin.
Richard don't eat, though. He barely eats. I don't know why, but he barely eats. He eats a nice breakfast. That's about it.
Yeah.
But and how was your daughter's sweet 16?
It was great. She had a bonfire. 15, 20 people came by to that with her friends. She told me about that, but opened a lot of presents. We're still looking for that special electric bike for her, but I have the money put aside for it. So that'll be the big one, but she got tons of other. She got everything else that she wanted. Johnny got something on her wish list on Amazon, as usual. So thank you, Johnny.
Oh, what did he get her?
He got her a necklace that she already had, but we don't know why it was on the wish list still. So I'm going to change for something else, and it's fine. It'll be fine.
Well, that's cool.
Nice.
But at Amazon, you can always return things and get something else.
Oh, so easily, yeah. Oh, I've already put it in to return. I think they even gave me my money back already, even without getting the return, because I'm such a great customer. Oh, guess what else?
No,
I got from
they
Amazon.
Do that to everybody, Barbara. They're so fabulous. I mean, this is really stupid, but I ordered some. I don't know if you know what Genko Biloca is.
Sounds familiar.
Okay, it's for memory. Okay.
Yeah.
If you were to go into the drugstore and you buy that stuff they sell for memory, it costs you $50. Geico Biloca is the same thing, and it's $10. So
I purchased it. I did. It's called Brain Gear. I just went to my refrigerator. Focus, clarity, memory, and that is what is in it, what you just said. I got to get my glasses on, but I did buy
How
it.
How could you be ordering the same
much.
Thing I ordered? This happens all the time.
Can I make a comment on something? Have you ever tried lecithin?
What?
Yes.
Lecithin.
No.
My mom took that vitamin.
I'll tell you, I tried it.
I'll look it
and,
up.
Well, I'm not saying it to his memory, but I can tell you that it made me have the most vivid dreams I ever had in my life. So I'm not saying
I don't want that. I'll tell you why. In fact, I meant to tell Barbara this. Barbara, you'll really be blown away by this one. One of my best friends in Hawaii, we call her Pineapple Lady because she has a pineapple stand. And you would drive by it all the time and stop by. And anyway, she's really psychic. And I called, and her daughter answered and told me she passed away.
Oh.
And I freaked out. I totally got upset. And anyway, I let her daughter talk to me, and she talked for about an hour. And she was telling me, you know, how, why, what, when, where, and it all happened. And I had just talked to Sandy like 2 months ago. And she said she wasn't feeling well and she couldn't walk from the house to the fruit stand. And I was really feeling bad. Anyway, then I go and I dream of her. And she comes to me in a dream and she's wearing this red purple dress. Her hair is slicked back. She looked beautiful. And I went up to her. And I gave her a hug in the dream, and I said, I love you. And then she went, before that, she pointed to the fruit stand for me to go in it. And her daughter was running the fruit stand. And then she went poof and disappeared. Swear to God.
Weird. Wow. I believe you. Yeah. That's
a
so cool that you had this.
No, but I have all these dead people all the time wanting me to help them. It's like the movie Ghost. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Yes, that's great.
With Whoopi Goldberg, I feel like her sometimes. They just come to me.
Because you are.
I don't necessarily want to do dead people. I would rather do alive people. Speaking of which... Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, Kimberly, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi,
okay, thank
Kimberly.
You. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Where are you from?
Aloha.
I am from North Beach, Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Okay. Mm-hmm. Aren't you going on vacation soon?
Yeah.
And where are you going to?
Well, I'm going to Barcelona.
Ooh.
Is that Barcelona, Spain?
Yes.
Yes.
And then while in Barcelona, I'm going to hop a cruise ship, and I'm going to cruise the French and the Spanish islands.
Wow.
Oh, can I go?
Wow.
I love
this.
Cruise.
This is my 60th birthday present to myself. I turned 60 in...
Wow.
3 weeks.
Well, happy
so.
Birthday.
You're going to have a wonderful time. Have you been on a cruise ship before? Have you been on before?
I have been on many ships. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know the deal. And all I can tell you is play bingo. You may win some money doing that. But,
okay. I'm going totally alone.
That's all right. You'll meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
On my
yeah.
60th birthday, I went to Paris. And
very
I was,
nice.
I was in the Eiffel Tower, and I just loved every minute of it. Just loved
that's
it.
That's where I got
loved
engaged
it,
for the first
it.
Time.
Pardon me?
I said that's where I got engaged for the first time in on the Eiffel Tower at Jules Verne restaurant in Paris, France. When I was 24.
Ooh. Oh, I see. But did you marry the guy?
I did marry the guy. It didn't last long, and it was a divorce.
That's what I kind of thought. I didn't want to go any further. Okay.
Yeah.
But when you're going
well,
alone
is,
on the cruise ship.
That goes to my question.
What?
Let her ask her a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Don't say what you're going to say. I said that kind of goes with my question, though. But go ahead. What were you going to say, Ms. Shear?
Okay. On the cruise ship, you're going to meet a lot of people. Of course, if you want, don't sit alone. They'll set you up with a table of several people and enjoy meeting
right.
all the new friends. You
I
will
hope.
Get
that's
asked
what I plan
out.
To
Yeah, my girlfriend and I went on just a 4-day cruise. I've been on many cruises, but we went on a 4-day cruise from L.A. to, you know, I don't know. We went to just four little places. And what happened was, you know, she met somebody, you know, and it was great. So, I mean, you know, I feel the same thing with you. You are going to meet somebody, and you're going to have the time of your life. But the only problem that you have is when you're in Spain and Barcelona. Now, where are you cruising to?
Like up to Nice, Marseille, and the back, then down Ibiza, Ibiza, and something else, and then back into Barcelona.
Okay, the only problem with that is that they're all foreigners and they're from that area, a lot of them.
Well, maybe they're Americans, but so that kind of goes to my question. Can I ask you my question, Dale?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I got all the time in the world. Go ahead.
Have I met my soulmate yet, or are they still out there, or isn't there one for me?
Okay.
And
first
I'm willing to move
you
to Europe. I always think I have just like an exotic lover.
I don't blame you about Europe. It's fabulous. First, let me tell you this. Do you have a pencil or a piece of paper?
I do, actually. Give me 2 seconds. Okay.
Okay, I wrote a series of tapes, all right, that I learned from Shirley MacLaine. And they're on, if you go to Life, Laughter, Happiness, or Johnny can just send you the soulmate one, either or. But Life, Laughter, Happiness on YouTube. And then when you get in there, just press the L. And all my tapes will come up, okay? And there's one on soulmates. There's one on soulmates. And I think you will enjoy it very much.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And it teaches you all about soulmates. I don't believe you met your soulmate yet, but you're on the verge of it soon. It's through
I hope so, because I've been married 3 times.
Oh, my. What sign are you? What month are you born?
June 7th, Gemini.
Okay. You're twins. Okay. It's just going to take a little while longer, but you fall in love quickly. So what's going to happen is when you're on this trip, you're going to meet several people, and someone's going to introduce you to someone, and someone's going to introduce you to someone else, and you're going to take a trip back to Europe, and yes, you will fall in love, and yes, you will be with somebody. And I don't know if it's your soulmate, but you're going to have a ball.
Okay.
A ball.
A ball works, too, if you can't find your soulmate.
What?
A ball works, too, if you can't find your soulmate.
Yeah, it does, because, you know, a soulmate is really the missing part of you. It's you, but please listen to my tape. Go to Life, Laughter, Happiness. Johnny, can you send her
her phone? I'll send her the information after we get off the phone. I'll do all that.
Okay. Yeah, send her the soulmate one, because that's a really good tape, and it'll teach you who your soulmate is, how to find your soulmate, and what will occur.
Okay.
Okay? Okay,
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So when are you going on your trip?
Tuesday.
Wow.
23rd, God next
speed.
Week.
Yeah, Godspeed. You're going to have a ball.
Yes, have a ball.
And I've been, actually since April, I've been in Las Vegas, Colorado, Los Angeles, New Orleans, and then I'm leaving for Spain on Tuesday.
That's wonderful. I just had a friend come back from Spain. They enjoyed
it. So that's probably why you felt travel.
Pardon me?
That's probably why you felt travel.
I just did. Because that's what you're going to be doing. Because I'm
right, exactly. And I've been doing. Yeah, it's been all over me.
And you're going to continue doing it, okay?
Oh, good. I hope
you may go to our neck of the woods, Hawaii, a beautiful place to
go. I actually am in I am in October. I'm going to Kauai.
Okay, you see how psychic I am? I just already picked it up. Okay, have a good one, sweetie. And then wait for Johnny. He's gonna send you the soulmate.
I'll send you everything, Kimberly. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, John. Thanks. All right. Nice to meet everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Oh, Barbara.
Yes.
I forgot to tell you this. Unfortunately, June 6th, I'm going to L.A. They just started from Reno to Burbank direct flights. They never had them before. I've only been waiting 10 or 15 years for this to happen. But Southwest has started it. And my dad, he's buried at Forest Lawn. So I want to pay my respects to my dad, and I want to spend some time and talk to him. And one of my girlfriends, is picking me up. We're going to go out to eat, and I'm coming back the same day.
The same day?
Yeah. I have to because I have a dog.
Okay, but you also have a couple of people there to take care of your dog. I mean, one day.
No. My husband's going with me, but Richard's going to watch the dog. But, you know, we don't – it's our first time leaving him alone, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's more for you maybe. You got to get back to your dog. Because of the way you feel about it.
Yeah, but it's L.A. I spent about 8 or 9 years there. To me, there's not a whole lot to do except for the food, and I can't eat all that food. And I've seen almost everything in Los Angeles, so I mainly want to just – my dad's buried there, my mom's buried there, my sister's buried there, my nephew, so I'm just making – a drop over to those areas.
I love that Forest Lawn Cemetery. That is gorgeous when I drive by that. What a beautiful place to have plots for your family.
Yeah, it's really lovely. Really lovely.
Well,
actually, my dad is...
I can see you.
Huh?
If you were here longer, maybe I could see you, but you're flying and you're having lunch and then you're leaving, so guess not.
Okay, she got disconnected.
We could have had a Tommy's Burger, Dale, down in Huntington Beach, because I found her favorite place to have a hamburger, which is Tommy's Burgers, and I drove by one in Huntington Beach, and I thought maybe she could have one with me, but probably not. So she's disconnected. But what about Richard? Is he
Richard,
still there?
Are you there?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah, she got
good.
Disconnected.
Wonder what happened to Dale. Waiting for Dale for a reading?
Let me see. I'm sure she does. Here she is right back here.
Okay. Hang up and start over.
There we go.
Okay. We lost you for a minute there, Dale.
Oh, no, she got disconnected. She's going to try to call back again. She got disconnected.
I don't know why. Okay, well, let me just give out Dale Shear's phone number while we're waiting for her to come back. So people who are waiting and listening right now, during the week, they could even have a longer reading, a private reading. So Psychic Dale Shear's phone number is 808-372-1816. That's her direct line. Anybody could just call and book their wonderful reading with Dale. And because here you just get a little mini reading, a quick little
reading. Can you hear me?
Now
yes.
I can.
Okay, what happened? I'm using my phone because I disconnected my headset and I don't know what I did and I don't know how to put it back together. I don't know.
Well,
I tried.
Another caller while we do have you here.
Yeah, but let me.
Okay.
Let me, yeah,
for
okay.
Are you ready for the next caller? Or, okay.
He said yes.
Okay, Bryant, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
How's it going,
Bryant?
Fine. Who's this?
Yeah, there's just there's a lot. Yeah, hello.
What is your name?
Yeah. My name is Brian. Yes.
Wait, just a minute. Now I'm having problems with the volume. Oh, God.
What are you doing?
Dale, you're speaking with Brian.
I'm sorry, you
His
guys.
His name is Brian.
I know, but you have to wait a minute, Cliff.
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Hang on, Brian.
Okay.
Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Look, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm back on my phone. I don't know what I did. Okay. How can I Brian, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Laughlin, PA.
Where?
Laughlin, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. I was from New Jersey, so I'm familiar with PA, but I don't know that area.
It's a little small area. I'm not too fond of it, but yeah, it's nice.
Okay. I see you moving, or I see you also going places or trying to find either new places to live, unless you already did that.
So I currently... I moved to Florida. My mom always said that, you know, I was a Southern child. And then throughout my life, I just ended up moving to Florida, and I've been growing down there. And then I met my business partner. Then we came up here currently to, you know, help her get everything situated as far as, you know, houses and stuff like that to get rid of. But,
I don't want to know the whole story. Oh, okay. So this is hard with me without my headset. I see you going back to Florida. Do you have intentions of doing that?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going back there. And then what's the matter with your car or no car?
So I do have a car. So when I left my job, because me and my boss had a fallout due to him taking money from me, and so I just end up saying whatever because I was really under a lot of pressure. So that would be, you know, not paying, you know, certain things on the car.
Pretty soon you're not going to have it. So
okay.
You need to catch up or do something. And then you're trying to get your girlfriend situated is what you said?
Helping her.
What type of work do you do?
I did construction basically, you know, for 12 years.
Okay, well, are you still doing that?
No, not currently at the moment.
Do you want to?
Not in that field, just because it has burnt me out for the longest time. So I end up, me and my business partner were doing a movie production as well as music production. So I've been really focusing on that on top of my clothing brand.
Okay. All I know is in the near future, I don't know how long, but I see you doing very well. Of course, the writer's strike hasn't helped much, but you're going to do quite well. And I'll see some of the things that you write or do on TV. So don't give up on that. But if you need to make money on the side, please do construction a little bit because there is a big demand for it. And you can live anywhere and do it.
Correct.
Okay?
Okay. So you basically answered my question because my question really was how would my situation I'm currently in turn out as well as my future looks like that lays ahead of me. So you already answered,
I can't do a full-on reading, sweetheart, but I already answered that question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You already did without me saying it, so...
Yes, and I feel you're going to do quite well. Just hang in there, and it's all going to work itself out. Not to worry. Things are just going to fly by you and come to you without you even thinking about it. And, you know, when you get a chance, let me give you my phone number. Not now, but when you're ready. Do you have a pencil?
Yeah. Getting to that. All right. Okay, go ahead.
All right. It's a Hawaii number, but it's 808-372-372. Yeah. 1816. So if you need to call me in the future, I'll be very glad to help you, okay?
Okay. So you said 808-372-1816?
You got it. Thank you. Please check out our videos on Life, Laughter, and Happiness. Go into the Big L there on YouTube. And I have a whole bunch. And maybe one might help you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Brian.
Yep.
Okay. Barbara, talk to me.
Thank you, Brian. Okay. Adele, while you were disconnected shortly for a short time, I did shout out your phone number to all the listeners so that they can get a longer reading, which you just told Bryant about, a longer reading with you, and you're available all week long for that in between our Friday shows. So everybody pencil out, because at the end of the show, I will give the number out again.
Okay,
and
then I'll...
Yeah.
I'll you sound like this. I don't know what I did on this.
I don't know either.
Well, you're in good spirits, and that's what matters. I'd like to hear that.
Well, it's so dry here. My throat is like, oh, God. I'm being interviewed on my book on Tuesday, The Psychic Within, by
friend.
Yeah, I'm being interviewed on that book. So that should be very interesting Tuesday night.
Oh, I can't wait to listen. Are you going to send a link out to where we can listen live, or is it something we listen to after?
I'm not sure how she does it, but if you go into Donna, excuse me, Donna, D-O-N-N-A, S-I-E-B-O, S-I-E-B-O, live, you should be able to get it. But it's at 8:30. I don't know.
On YouTube? Sorry.
No, I don't know. This is my first time, so I don't know.
Well, we look forward to listening to it when it's completed, and I'm sure it will be very interesting.
She does tape them, so I'll find out that information for you, okay?
The reason I'm going to say is if you want, I could maybe put the thing on the channel, on your channel. Just a thought. Okay.
That's a great thought, but I don't have much information on it.
Okay.
Except for,
when
I don't
it's
know.
Done.
But thank you,
okay,
Johnny.
When it's done.
Yeah, when it's done,
She
tapes all her shows. What she's doing is, I guess it's all about books. And she is a psychic, but I had heard of her in Alaska when I was there. And I heard her on the radio, and I swore I was listening to myself. And then I finally tracked her down just about a month ago. And what she's doing now is she is reviewing books. I don't know how, why, or where, but she's doing that.
That's great. I'm glad that she's doing it on you. So I was going to ask you about when you were talking to, I think, the first caller, you were talking about a video. I would like to listen to that because I think I've listened to all of them, but I may have missed that one. And it was something that I haven't heard on your tapes. What one were you referring to today?
It's called Soulmates, and it has a little heart.
Okay. I want to listen to that. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, so did you like the other tapes you listened to?
I love them, yes. I stand by your tapes more than any meditation tapes out there, and I've listened to a lot of them. So I highly recommend everybody go to the Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel and check them out. Easy, very easy to find there.
Yeah, and I'm trying to tell them they have to hit the L. It'll say life, you know. They have to hit that. Johnny, were you able to send it to the girl?
I'm going to do it afterwards. I have her number, and I have her information. Oh. I know I'd send it to her.
Okay. All right. Do we have someone else?
Yes, we do. Julie, you were live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. Hey, Dale. It's Julie.
Hi, Julie. Where are you calling
Hello.
From?
Columbus, Ohio. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Wait, don't tell me anything yet. Who in your family or somebody you know, and I know that's not you, but had a jail sentence or was in jail?
Yeah. That's many years ago. Yes.
Okay. And was that shooting or murder?
Oh, gosh, neither.
Neither. Okay, what was that for?
It was assault or something. I'm not totally sure.
Okay, so you don't know.
But I know it wasn't murder.
No. But in your area where you live, which is Ohio, was there any, I know it sounds really weird, but was there any shooters or, you know, anything going on that in that area?
Like recently or?
It could be in the past.
I can't think of anything right at the moment.
Okay, we'll put that on the back.
Yes, actually, there was a shooting at the mall. My daughter works there, and it was across right from her.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
About a year ago.
Okay, and she's okay, though, huh?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, because I believe that you really freaked out a little bit for a while. You know,
yeah,
and
I was worried about her working there.
Yeah, you should be, because that area is not real safe again. So I'm picking it up again.
Wow.
That may happen again, but she's not working there anymore, is she?
No, she still is. Yeah, she still works there. Yep.
Okay, well, just tell her to always look for the exits and know what's going on, okay?
Okay, I will definitely let her know that.
Okay, because I think it might occur again, so be aware. I don't see any harm to her. All
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Let's go on with you. I'm sorry. Sometimes I pick up on stuff like that, I just have to pre-warn you to let you know that there's a problem. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
What do you need to know, sweetie?
Okay.
What do you need to know?
Oh, I am just looking to, I guess, wanting to know how I have a lot of different projects I'm working on, and just wanting to know
what's
if I'm going to be successful with those projects
What's the main project? What's the main project?
They're all paranormal related. And I have, like, documentaries I'm working on, a TV show, I'm being offered another TV show with someone else. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if things are going to be successful or what's going to happen.
Right. That's why I'm picking up on you. You're psychic.
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay, so that's why I was picking up all that weird stuff on you. Okay, well, include me in one of your shows. Include me and Barbara in one of your shows. That would be cool. I know you're going to be very successful doing it.
Oh, awesome. Good. it's always easier to, you know, read other people. It's harder to pick stuff up on yourself, you know.
That's true. What's going on there?
Camper van on the transit chassis, but they
what's that noise?
I don't know what that is.
Printer chassis.
So you don't either?
No.
The first thing to note on this van is it's 4x4.
Why was there?
You
have to Jason.
That's weird. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry, everyone.
Richard, did you hear that? Richard, did you hear that?
Well, Johnny, no. We gotta stop that.
Okay, let me
try
something.
It's on your end. It's always possible when Johnny.
Did it stop?
Barbara,
it stopped.
Are you there?
I think I heard that. I tried it, and I think I stopped it. So.
Okay.
What did you do now? What did you do now, Johnny?
I just pressed the screen, and I think it stopped it.
Okay,
I've heard that trick supposed to work.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. I have to go backtrack with this young lady. Yes, you're going to be very successful. You are psychic, and I wouldn't have picked up all that stuff from you if you weren't, okay?
Okay.
I would take the offer of the new show right away.
Okay. Okay. All right. Nice. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
What city will it be in?
He is from Los Angeles, California, but it's going to be just me putting stuff together, and he's going to try to start a show on like Travel Channel.
Cool.
So I'm hoping, I'm hoping it's going to be good.
Well, your paranormal stuff will go off really good.
Awesome.
I will tell you that.
I did. Okay.
Travel Channel, there's a lot of them out there. So just do the best you can do.
Okay.
All right. And if you ever need me, I'm at Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, SCHEARS.com.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect.
I should also add that she is also on my internet TV network. I have a channel that's devoted to her relaxation tapes. So just wanted to – sorry, Dale. I just thought that people should know that. That's all.
I didn't even know that.
A lot of things you don't know.
That's wonderful, Johnny. Thank you.
Yeah, they're all there. Soulmates.
Awesome.
Relaxation. It's on the Savannah Network that I put there.
Oh, very cool.
Well, it's the first I'm hearing of it, but okay. Anything that he does is fine with me. Okay, Barbara, we can hang up from this young lady.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha. Very positive reading for her.
I think the shoot 'em up and everything else was wild, you know?
Yes, and how you immediately in the beginning felt the person who had done jail time.
Well, like she said, it's very hard to read for ourselves. It really is. The only way I can do it, unless I do my cards, you know, I could do it that way. But even then I question it. But every psychic needs a psychic. And that was my friend in Hawaii who just passed away. She was a major psychic at the pineapple stand in Hawaii. Nobody knew of her. I knew of her. A few people did. But she stayed very low-key.
Pineapple lady. That's sad that you found that out, though. That's sad news. But you do. You need a psychic, too.
Yeah, well, I have had several lately. I swear, Barbara, 9 people have passed away. I'm going, oh, my God. Am I next? What's going on, you know?
9. Wow. No.
Crazy. I mean, I was talking to my husband about all our friends who passed away in the last few years, and we're just counting, and we're going, oh, my God, we can't believe it. And they're all from Hawaii.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, I've
where
been
are
watching
we?
A lot about Hawaii lately.
The next caller? You want the next caller?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stacy, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Del. How are you?
Fine. Where are you calling from?
New York City.
That's what I thought. I was detecting the accent. And I'm from Jersey, so very close to New York, and I miss it a lot. Are you upstate or Manhattan?
Yes. I'm in Manhattan.
You're in the great part of New York.
Great. Uppertown, 110th Street.
That's a pretty nice neighborhood.
Yes. Across the street from the Central Park.
I was just going to say that.
Wow.
It's a nice neighborhood. Your Park Avenue, wonderful. How can I help you, sweetheart?
Yes. Okay. I have a question for you. So I have a part-time job. It's in healthcare. So the agency that I'm signed up with, normally they give me overnight work for 4 days, which is fine. So for the last past month or two, they've only been providing 2 days of work. However, when new people come into the company, they're offering them the overnights. So I've been with the company now for about a year and a half. And I recently signed up to two new agencies.
Good.
So I guess my question is this. When do you see me going into, I'm just waiting for the agencies to call me back to do the fingerprinting. When do you think I'll be starting new cases? You think I'll start something new this month or you think sometime in June?
Well, this month is almost over, but I do see sometime June, July. And it's good that you did that. You need to sign with more than one agency. It could be two or three. But now you're going to be so busy, you won't know what to do. So that's what I'm telling you. You'll have plenty of work, lots of it, and it'll be good. And the work you do is very rough. You know, it's hard, but it's good.
If, you know, it's to pay that the rent that I need to pay until I get my settlement straightened out. So that's why I'm working so hard.
Okay, what settlement? What's that for?
It's a settlement due to an old case. I did find a lawyer. I just got to put all the paperwork together. That who's willing to.
That's
going to
take you a
case.
While. That may take you about 6 months because you start on it, then you stop, then you start on it, then you stop. And you really got to be really, really diligent about doing it because there is quite a bit of money for you. And it's okay. It's good.
Okay. Once I get everything together, don't worry. I'll call back to tip the show.
Oh,
to
great.
Get to the show.
Thank you, darling, and you have a good one. Oh, by the way, what's the matter with your knee or your left foot?
My knee, you know what it is? Like my daytime job, I sit down a lot. So the doctor says that I don't have a knee problem. Because I thought it was a back problem. And he said it's from sitting down too much. So he told me to start doing cat poses, stretches in the morning, and to walk around. Like the day job that I have, I'm leaving that job too. But he told me to start
walk around a lot. In New York where you are, do you have curves, C-U-R-V-E-S? Would you look into it? Because
curves.
You can go as often. You can go as often as you want or whatever, and it's really worth it. And if it's available to you there, it's wonderful. That's the best I can tell you. You'll get a lot of exercise on the machine.
Okay, all right.
And
right.
They have major
okay.
They have major trainers that will train you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I will do it. Okay.
Have a good
one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Need a little a little breather here. I need a transition. Barbara, talk to me.
I get how that lady was just going to do whatever you said, and that is really great. Curves. I love curves. My mother loves curves. It's great. I love their system. And guess what I got, though? For my, everybody needs something for themselves, some kind of fun, a hobby, an extra thing, something that, that keeps their blood going. And mine, you know, is learning the drums. And so I thought my dad was here, and I was speaking very passionately about it to him, and he said, go in that envelope right now and get that, it was hundreds of dollars, out, and buy yourself a, the drum kit you want. So I did, and it's here, and it's waiting to be put together.
How exciting. I'm so glad for you. Were you, are you going to use it in your apartment, though?
Yes, it's an apartment-friendly drum set. It's not so huge. It's really good for practicing. Yes, and I am so excited. It came in one day, and my instructor is going to put it together for me for free. It usually is expensive to have put together. And it's exactly the one he told me to get. I'm very excited because just think how good I can get if I practice every day instead of just once a week with him.
You already are good. I saw the tape of you. You're awesome.
You're sweet.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Remember, I said, well, the only thing I'm worried about when you're in the apartment and you have drums, won't it disturb other people?
No, because there's a module that comes with it, and you put the headphones on, and you hook that all up, and then nobody can hear anything. It works. Yeah.
Is that something new?
I don't know, but when I go to my drum class, he lives in a place that it could bother people, but they're only hearing a little bit of a tap, maybe, and you hear the full sound in your earphones.
How cool. Did you get the earphones?
Yes, the whole thing. It all came together.
How exciting.
Everything included. The throne, they call your seat that you sit on, it's called a throne. I did not know that. And I've got my drum sticks, everything. So every time I go to my drum class, I am making such huge improvements. He says, so just think if I actually can practice. I mean, I was in band my whole life with the flute, and I practiced every day. So I know the difference of practicing and not practicing and how fast you can get better. You're going to get better if you practice. So that is new in my life, and that is important in so many people. Dale, I'm so glad that you say this is true. People need this in their life because so many people say, drums? Why? Why? That's all I ever hear.
I told you this. You're going to be asked to be in a little band. And it'll be good. So you need to practice. And what I saw on that little video of you shaking your head and doing your thing, you look fabulous, okay?
Well, thanks. But I am new. I am a beginner, but thank you. I'm working on a song. I'm working on the Back in Black by AC/DC right now. So hopefully I can play that for you soon.
That'll be wonderful. Okay, go ahead with the caller.
All right. Bonnie, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Well, we get a lot of back east people. It's amazing. Because that's where I'm from originally, but I can't believe. Out west, I would think we would get something out here, and I'm trying to pick up Hawaii, but they're in a different time zone, so it's rough. But anyway, where in Pennsylvania?
I'm near the Scranton area.
Okay. And how can I help you?
So I have a business partner, and I would like to know how things are going to go with this business partner, not only with our relationship, but with our actual business.
Okay. What type of business is this?
We have a movie and music production company.
What's with this today? Barbara, have you noticed everybody who's called been doing television, movies, production. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. That is so great. Right up your alley.
Yeah, it's up my alley, okay. Okay, so the partner you have chosen is wonderful and perfect for you. And I don't know, maybe because of the writer's strike or something, a lot of people might be calling in. But as soon as that's over in a few months, things will go back to normal. Last year or last 7 years ago, it lasted 4 months. So I'm hoping that, you know, it won't last that long this time.
Okay.
But I see you writing some stuff. And I see you being, you know, doing what you're doing. And I see it being very, very good. What types of things do you want to do, though? Give a little
talk. I am a writer. So I do write movies and TV shows. And we have many things already done. So we just need executive producers. So fingers crossed on that. Money's always an issue for these things. I'm also a psychic medium, so I do have a show that I'm going to be in coming up, and I do also have my own small business with you know, mediumship and tarot card readings and things like that. So this is a new thing for me, but I really love what I'm doing, and I love producing.
Can I do something? If you, as well, go to Life, Laughter, Happiness, that's Barbara and Johnny's website, on YouTube, and go into L, or let Johnny send you what I want to have.
I will. Believe me, they'll get everything.
Okay, the tarot video especially. I produced a tarot video many years ago, and it was how to read the cards, which is, I have re-looked at it. And I did cards for about 25 years, many, many years ago, and became very good at it, one of the best. So I put out this video, how to read the cards. But I think I taught it at Lake Tahoe Community College on how to read the cards many years ago.
Wow.
And I think you will enjoy it. Just
thank
to
you.
Look at
I appreciate
it.
That.
Yeah, and
I like seeing how different people do different things.
Right, because everybody is different. So, because I deal with when I do cards, I deal with the reality of what's happening today, tomorrow, and what will happen in the future.
Yes.
That is what I do, and the cards read. I use the Rider-Waite deck. Are you familiar with that one?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that one reads, well, that the cards read about 6 months into the future, where I picked up psychometry, which reads 20 years into the future. So it's totally different. But anyway, you're going to be very successful, and let Johnny send you this tarot tape. I think you'll like it.
Okay. And what is your feeling on the relationship with the partner? Is it just going to be a partnership in business or more?
Okay. Just the first name. May I have the first name of that partner?
It's Bren.
B-R-E-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it's going to go much further than that. And it's going to be a happy relationship, but don't mix business with pleasure. I think you know that. But at the same token, there is a lot of soulmate existence and love around it, okay?
I believe that as well. We're trying to move out of the area to go someplace else, and it's just been, like, tumultuous.
Where do you want to go to?
Florida.
Oh, boy. Got to be careful, Florida. I think you need a license to work there as a reader.
Okay.
And
this was more for the production and writing.
Well, just be real careful because Santos, DeSantos is not favorable. I know. He's not favorable to a lot of things, so be careful, okay?
I understand completely.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. You really take my number down if you need to call me. It's 808-372-1816. Okay. And that, it's a Hawaii number, but I am in Lake Tahoe, Nevada right now.
Thank you so much, Dale. I really appreciate your help.
Okay. Oh, have you seen my website?
No, not yet, but I'm going to look at it right now.
Because I figured that, but it's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A.
Thank you.
How do you
Thank
feel
you
about
so
the
much.
Right? Have they made any progress at all?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm indifferent on that because things can still proceed, and then once that's over with, then we can just move forward immediately. And I'm just doing what I want to do anyway, so I'm okay.
Oh. All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Wait, Bonnie. Wear that black dress that you were not thinking of wearing.
Okay.
Great, Johnny.
Well, I think he disconnected her before she...
No, I did a disconnector. She hung up. I did a disconnect and she hung up.
Oh.
But
okay, Johnny, can you be
what?
Bonnie, are you still there?
No, she's not. She hung up. But I didn't disconnect her, but she hung up.
Never mind. Okay. All right. What are we doing now?
The hour's up, but we have one more caller, but I haven't screened it yet. If you want, I can screen it and put this person on, or do you want to call it an hour? What do you want to do?
I want to call it at night.
Okay, good.
Okay? Because you didn't screen. You don't know what's going on, and I don't want to go over at this
right.
point. But anyway, because the show's been so, so, so good. I've had a great time. What about you, Barbie?
Yes, and I loved that you did. That really pleases me that you had a great show, and you helped so many people mm-hmm. today, and it was fun, and I loved listening. So thank you, Dale, for your expertise once again, and let's send people over to you this week.
Well, thank you, Johnny. Don't take it personal on the last caller, but I just wanted to end on a very high note, okay?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, they can call back next Friday. Caller, please do. And in the meantime, call Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear here directly at 808-372-1816. Again, 808-372-1816. This week, anytime for your private reading with Psychic Dale Shear. She'll be glad to help you out. And we appreciate it. And don't forget to check out all of her meditation videos on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. Easy to find. You have enough to get you through your week really well there. And I highly recommend those.
Life, Laughter, Happiness.
It's so great to hear you.
Well, thank you. And Life, Laughter, Happiness, and press the L in there, and then you'll see all the tapes. But I appreciate it, and thank you, Johnny. It's been a great show, and I'd like to see more of this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody.
I think you will. Goodbye. A Richard as well over there.
Aloha.
Richard.
Aloha.
Thanks for being here. And thank you, Johnny,
okay,
for all the great colors. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you here at the same time next Friday. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Aloha.